WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN radio.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm sorry. Well, it's good to have you all back. I think one of the things we kind of want to talk about this morning is how things are a little bit different with this group as opposed to maybe the last time you guys were here, which was a while ago, probably when you guys were promoting the album Run.
Yeah, I think on that last album, we had banjo and mandolin, and now we're just four. It's a four-piece band with special guests on occasion, but just guitar, violin, bass, and drums now instead of banjo.
Well, I think actually one thing that was somewhat notable about your last lineup, not that I want to belabor the point too much, was that it was considered to be, by anyone who observed you, to be kind of the classic bluegrass lineup with, you know, the fiddle, banjo, mandolin, guitar, and stand-up bass, and you really didn't play bluegrass at all. You obviously chose to do something a little different with that lineup, which to me was really interesting.
Yeah, that was kind of our goal in the past, was to not play bluegrass, even though we played bluegrass instruments, and now we kind of have even fewer bluegrass instruments, so the association to bluegrass is even further from where we began. But now, I mean, we still have some of those elements that appeal to us about bluegrass and jazz, like improvisation and instrumental music, but we're focusing a lot more on songwriting now than we have in the past.
Jesse Harper is the person I'm talking to. He's the lead singer of Old School Freight Train. They've got a new album out called 6 Years. They're going to have a CD release party, actually two of them, next Saturday night as they release this new album. So we talked about the fact that it's a four-piece now, and you've got an emphasis on songwriting. Now, last time you were in studio, Jesse, we were talking about your solo album and kind of your ventures in songwriting. Tell us a little bit about like the difference between you writing for your own solo effort as opposed to what happens with Old School Freight Train.
With Old School Freight Train, the writing is entirely a group effort now. We sit down, everybody writes a song together, and there isn't very much separation in the process. It's we come together with ideas, everybody participates in the writing, so everybody gets songwriting credit. My solo project is just me sitting at home in my living room, but with Old School Freight Train, it's everybody sitting at home in my living room. So,
well, but are there ideas that you start that you feel like this group could kind of fill out and finish for you that you felt like would not only be part of what the group does but also just kind of you need their help, but they would be the best people to help you finish it?
Some of that occurs, but most of the time, even just the genesis of ideas happens in the practice room with everybody. We play a lot of songwriting games where we'll just, throw random chords in a hat and pull them out and make a song out of that process. So we've tried consciously to get it out of any one individual's hands. Make it more of a group effort.
Well, does this kind of maybe harken back to just the fact that you've kind of have this group and maybe this kind of soup to draw from that you guys were kind of like one of the premier picking on groups there for a while? Because I just thought that was kind of an interesting side project that you guys had and kind of allowed you to immerse yourself in a specific, artist's or group's work.
Yeah, it was. Looking back at that, I think we did 7 of those records, and there are like at least 90 different songs that we had to learn, and so that actually shaped the band a lot. I mean, doing tunes by John Mayer or Radiohead or Wilco, we had to listen pretty intensely to get all the material. So that kind of shaped where we've gone with the music a lot, because we weren't listening and learning a lot of bluegrass tunes. It was pop songs we were learning and stuff. So
we got members of Old School Freight Train here this morning in the WNRN studios. How about if you guys give us a tune this morning? What are you going to start us off with?
We'll play Memphis.
so. I don't wanna get there and solve that mystery. I'm always lies and wait for.
WNRN Old School Freight Train, live in the WNRN studios. I should say part of Old School Freight Train, actually. We've got Daryl and Nick and Jesse. So who's missing? If we've got a
Nate. Our fiddle player is up in Boston working on a studio project. So
he's a gypsy.
Oh, yeah. He's a gypsy?
Yeah, he's with us most of the time, but then sometimes he goes off wandering for long spells.
He's a nomad.
Well, yeah. But it's a good thing, right? He's working.
Oh, yeah. It helps him stay fresh. Yeah.
Well, good. So we've got this CD release party next weekend. You guys are going to be playing some gigs between now and then. You're going to be busy?
Yeah. We're going up. Daryl and I are doing, I'm doing a solo show with Dar Williams on Sunday up in Connecticut. And then on St. Patrick's Day, we'll be in Boston and New York doing some stuff in the Northeast for a couple of days. And we'll be back down here on Saturday night for two shows with the No BS Brass Band is going to be with us that night. And Blake Hunter from Trees on Fire is going to open the show. So should be a fun show.
And you're going to do two different shows. Is there going to be any particular difference between the shows, a little different emphasis?
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of special guests on both shows. But the first show is going to be seated, and it's going to kind of be like an unplugged show, kind of for like the stuff that we, more like what we used to play. Our mandolin player will be back for that, and we'll have Wells Hanley playing piano with us. And then the second show is going to be kind of the new sound. I got a new electric guitar I'm going to play, and there's going to be no chairs, and it's going to be basically a dance, you know,
so time
situation
to stretch out.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So when I got a copy of this album back in September, thereabouts, maybe late August, it had a different name.
Yeah,
it was. So what happened there? Not that I'm grumpy about it.
We had originally thought of calling it "Not Like the Others," you know, kind of as a warning to our fans that this record was a lot different than our previous records, and we had, you know, gone through talks with different labels, and ultimately decided we were going to release it ourselves. And in that change of a business plan, we decided to repackage it and call it 6 years, you know, because it represents where our travel of the last 6 years as a band, our evolution as a band, and we just thought it was a better title for kind of where
we are
now.
Is it the same music?
It's a lot, yeah, a lot of the same music.
So there's it's a slightly different.
Slightly different musically.
Okay.
But for the most part, you know, 90% of it is the same. There are some remixes on there. And we have the other stuff that's going to be the complete recording as it was in the whenever we gave that to you in the fall, is available like on iTunes, but still under the name 6 years. So.
Desi Harper is my guest. Daryl is here. Nick is here. They're members of Old School Freight Train. They're going to have two CD release parties next Saturday night at the Gravy Lounge. And always enjoyed your music. But it's kind of interesting to hear about the evolution of this group. How about another live tune for us this morning? What are you going to do for us next?
Millionaire. This is one we wrote together in the living room. It's called Millionaires.
WNRN with music from Old School Freight Train live in the WNRN studios this morning. They're going to be performing two shows next Saturday night at the Gravy Lounge, a CD release party. I understand that everyone who walks through the door is going to get a copy of the new CD. So that's kind of exciting to be able to just hand it out to everybody from the get-go. And so you've got... That's a great song, Millionaire. So how much of this album, this new album, is written by the band? Obviously, the song that I've been playing and kind of have been asked to play is your really excellent rendition of Heart of Glass. I think that's really a kind of a nice look back at that song in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, that's I think the only cover maybe on the record, and the rest probably like 60%, maybe six songs that we wrote together. And then there are a couple of tunes that I did that we rearranged from my solo record, and some from Pete Frostick, our mandolin player. We wrote more songs than we could record, than we had money to record. We had like 18 songs that we had written together that at some point we're going to go back in the studio and do some more stuff. But for this record, we had about six or seven tunes that we all wrote together. Millionaire was one of those tunes that we came from a songwriting game that we played together, which random chords out of a hat.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I got that weird, you know, this is the key, and then it goes to that place, and that was totally, you know, what came out of the hat.
That place.
So you have particular chords you're interested in, or you put all the chords in the hat and you...
Everybody got to choose like three chords, and then we pulled them out, and whatever, however they came out of the hat was how we had to deal with it. That was the song structure.
Interesting. What were your three favorite chords you threw in the hat, Jesse?
I like this the B flat to like this little diminished thing. That was my contribution, I think. It's hard to remember who did what, you know, when it was random like that. But
so, were there other song games you played to come up with songs for this album?
Yeah, we did a thing where we transcribed the rhythm of Stephen Colbert's speech. Like we watched like a, you know, 20-second clip of the Colbert Report, and transcribed like exactly the rhythm of his speech and made a song out of it.
Did you send that off to him? Tell him that you did that?
No, we have a recording of it. It's kind of, you know, just like a living room. That's one of the songs that didn't make it.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough.
On my show, it's always Shark Week.
Yeah, that was I think it was something about Shark Week on his show. I don't know. It was funny.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Does it help you just kind of keep it fresh to play some of these games? And how do you come up with them?
A lot of it came from, we work with a producer out in just outside of town, and his name is Chris Coip, and he helped us with a lot of the pre-writing for the record, and co-wrote some songs with us as well. And he was the kind of the brains behind all the games. Like it was his job to come up with the game. So, you know, we would just start from whatever suggestion he had, however crazy it was. We got the phone book one day and had to like combine a bunch of stuff from different like businesses that we found in the phone book. So,
well, keeps numbers. It interesting, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
Something to look forward to.
Any way into the process is good, I think.
So you got some, we talked about the mandolin player coming back from the previous lineup. You've had a lot of excellent musicians kind of go through. Anne-Marie Calhoun is one that jumps to mind, but is she going to be able to come? You know, or do you have some other, we'll see if they'll show up kind of thing?
She's welcome to come. I don't know if she's going to be in town.
Okay.
You know, she travels a lot now.
She's playing with Yanni right now.
With Yanni. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know that she like got some Foo Fighters gig for like the last Grammys, you know, which I thought was pretty cool. So, you know, best luck to her always, but it's always nice to have her come through. I run into her siblings every once in a while, so
nice to see them. Everybody's in Charlottesville, all the Simpson kids.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got this single, Heart of Glass, that getting some people to play. But you know, what are some other things that you're hoping people will see in this new album? I mean, we've talked about the lineup and whatnot, and a little bit about the kind of how the picking on thing helped kind of broaden your reach, but is there another vibe about this record that you know, you're hoping that people will hear or see, or is there a theme?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the theme on all our previous records, we had, you know, about half of them were instrumental songs, and this record is primarily just, you know, songs that, and we want to hopefully broaden our reach to a different audience. We've been in the bluegrass and acoustic music world for a long time, and we love that world, but it's, you know, we felt a little confined to bluegrass festivals and those kinds of venues, and we've been out playing rock clubs now, and it's been a really refreshing thing for us musically to be able to stretch out to people who are ready to hear that kind of, you know, that kind of music and let us jam a little bit more.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know, just the toot your all's horn. I mean, you're known as being just immaculate musicians. So yeah. I imagine that whatever you guys put your heads together and decide to do, you'll do very, very well. So good luck on this project. One more live tune for us this morning?
Sure. This is one called Let Me Go. Let me go.
WNRN. Old School Freight Train live in the WNRN studios. They're going to be live next weekend at the Gravity Lounge doing a couple of shows. One starts at 7 and the other one at 10. The earlier one, a little bit more acoustic. The last one, a little bit more in the rock vein. And got a new album out called 6 Years with a lot of excellent tracks on it. And good luck to you guys with all your new endeavors. I enjoyed the last version of the album. I look forward to this newer version, and I'm so glad that, you know, finally taking this Heart of Glass song to radio and get other radio stations to play it. So I'm pretty glad to have you be able to do that. But thanks so much for coming in this morning, and I look forward to having you guys come back sometime soon.
Thanks so much, Ann. Yeah.
What's up, Bones?
Okay. Old School Freight Train next weekend at Gravity Lounge. We'll be giving away some tickets to the show next week.